Hey there, I'm Matt Walker, the host of the Choir Director Corner podcast. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so excited you are here. Before we dive in, I want to tell you about a one-of-a-kind online resource for choir directors, and it's called the Choir Director Corner Community Membership. This membership was designed to give you the training, the resources, the support, and the community you need to be successful in your teaching. Inside the membership, you'll find online courses, which will help you polish your current skills, as well as learn some new strategies and techniques, a PDF resource library with over 50 PDFs and Google Docs that you can use in your daily teaching and workflows, monthly collaboration calls where you can ask questions, get feedback, and collaborate with choir directors just like you, and access to our recommended repertoire videos and repertoire lists. There's even a private Facebook group, which gives you another place online to collaborate with other choir directors and ask questions. Being a choir director doesn't have to be a DIY endeavor. It's so much better when it's done together. So head on over to choirdirectorcorner.com/membership and join us in the Choir Director Corner community membership. Again, that's choirdirectorcorner.com/membership. All right, on with today's episode. My friends, welcome to the Choir Director Corner podcast. My name is Matt Walker. I am your host. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining me for today's episode. And yes, you did read the title of this episode correctly, discussing the 10-second rule. Now, it might be a different 10-second rule than what you're thinking of. The rule in our house growing up was that you had the 10-second rule, which means that was the length of time a piece of food could be on the floor and you could still pick it up and eat it instead of throwing it away. Now, we had a wonderful discussion in my treble choir about, do you have the 10-second rule? Do you have a 5-second rule? Is it 30 seconds? Is it never? What is your rule in your household? And so that was the question of the day, if you ever do that activity where we just pull out a question and discuss as a group. It's a wonderful way to build community and camaraderie in your ensemble. And so, yes, we had a discussion about that. And I had a number of students who said, Mr. Walker, it depends on the food and it depends on the floor. So if it's your favorite deep dish style pizza, you're going to give that a little bit more leeway than if it's just, something that didn't mean that much to you as far as what food it was. So very fun conversation. But that is not the 10-second rule that I am speaking of, my friend. So the 10-second rule that I am speaking of requires a little bit more of an explanation. So here's a little backstory. On our recent concert, we had two pieces of music programmed, composed by Z. Randall Stroop. And so my wonderful colleague said, I'm going to contact Dr. Stroop and see if he wouldn't be able to zoom in with our two ensembles and be able to talk to them. And sure enough, he did. And so we hosted him via Zoom one morning for our two ensembles singing Inscription of Hope and then Homeland, our two treble choirs, singing those treble versions of those pieces. And so the groups would sing for him, and then he would very graciously give his feedback, and then there was some time for some question and answer at the end of each class. And the singers came up with some really good questions. There was a question about, what is your favorite part of composing? And Dr. Stroop said it was meeting all of the different people, whether it's a piece that is a commission, and so he's meeting people that way, or just all of his work with the different ensembles and choir directors, and also all the different composers, and as well as audiences at the different concerts. Just meeting people was his favorite job, favorite part of his profession. And then there was a question about, what is the hardest part about being a composer? And Dr. Stroop said it was definitely finding just the right text. Whether, you know, he had a certain theme in mind and he was trying to find a text, or, you know, when doing a commission and just trying to find that just perfect text to set for whatever that particular group or director or particular situation. So that was what he said was the most difficult part, was finding just the right text. Because that, to him, is what really drives his compositional process. So we had some wonderful questions. We had some wonderful discussions. And he talked a lot with our singers, particularly about phrasing. And just how the musical phrasing should be very similar to the natural phrasing of the spoken text. And we talked about in many situations with long notes, or a number of situations where the choir was holding out a long note, and he would ask the choir to keep the rhythm going through the long note. In essence, asking the singers to subdivide, to continue to feel that subdivision when they are singing those long notes. He talked also with phrasing how there many times should be a push and a pull through each phrase. And so he talked to the singers about, even at the ends of phrases, as he put it, giving a tug so that the phrase doesn't stall, like your car trying to start on a cold winter morning. But having that push and pull through each phrase. And so thinking about that dynamically in that messa di voce that we talk about with our singers. And so really emphasizing that in some of the phrases that they were singing. And this is where we get to the part about the 10-second rule. And so this was with my treble choir singing his arrangement of Homeland. And so they sang through the piece and they discussed some things. And then Dr. Stroop says, well, we need to talk about the 10-second rule. And of course, my singers thought he was referring to, like I mentioned before, the rule about how long do you leave a piece of food on the floor before you can still pick it up and eat it and not have to throw it away. And so we all had a really good laugh about that. But then Dr. Stroop went on and he said, the 10-second rule that I'm referring to is you have to consider that our audiences have such short attention spans. And so you only have 10 seconds at the beginning of a piece before they make the decision to either A, listen and be fully engaged in your performance and what you're doing and in sharing that experience, or B, they decide to tune you out and let their mind wander and not really pay attention. So you only have 10 seconds. And so the choir, they were singing the beginning of Homeland very wonderfully. You know, if you know the piece, wonderful legato phrasing. And so what he asked them to do was to keep that legato, sense of legato to the phrasing, but to add a little bit more intensity and to, as he said, to be a little bit more aggressive with it, to really kind of grab their attention and pull them in instead of just passively asking the audience to listen at the beginning, which is kind of how he was interpreting their performance at that point. And so that's going to be a term that I continue to use in rehearsal, is an aggressive legato. Yeah. And then my singers will know what I am asking them to do, is to keeping that legato, but adding a little bit more intensity and, being a little bit more aggressive with it and really dialing into that text. And we continued to talk to Dr. Stroop about text and about meaning of specific phrases. And I think in working with him, it was that dedication to bringing that text to life is what really eventually helped us to be successful when it came to the 10-second rule. So different ways that you can be successful in the 10-second rule. Maybe it's a change in dynamics. Maybe it's a slight change in the tone quality of your ensemble. Maybe there's something that you can do with phrasing, right? Something that you can do in a way you are enunciating the text, right? So there's lots of different ways that you can do it. But I think it's a very valuable lesson, certainly was for me and for my singers, in that you have a very short time, yeah? According to Dr. Stroop and to Ted Lasso, 10 seconds to really grab the attention of your audience and bring them into what you are doing and really getting them to be engaged and invested and really becoming a part of what you are doing as an ensemble and listening to the story that you have to tell. So, my friends, what's a piece right now where you could take this 10-second rule and really apply it to what your choir is doing and really enhance the performance of your ensemble and enhance your storytelling, right? I think this is a strategy that can really enhance the performance of your choir. So give it a try and let me know how it goes. You can always reach me, send me an email at matt@choirdirectorcorner.com. I would love to hear about how you are using this strategy with your ensembles to better effectively tell stories and to really grab the attention of your audience. Well, that's it for today's episode, my friends. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, keep being awesome. Are you looking for resources that will save you time and frustration? Want to dive deeper into topics related to your teaching? Then check out the Choir Director Corner community membership over at choirdirectorcorner.com/membership.